This is Cliff.
Hi, my name is Miles. I'm with Best Buy's installation services here at XPO. I was calling because I have a Best Buy rep that was calling. He's not sure of what modifications were needed at your residence in order for the range to be installed. Did the techs explain to you what modifications need to be made?
Well, I just bought the complete installation package and $1,034 and $205 for complete installation with a smart line hookup, you know, so.
Yeah.
So that should be installed. So, and he wanted to stiff me for another $15. And I said, well, no, it's all included in here. I got the smart choice range gas line and licensed professional installation and takeaway all paid for.
But the tech was only asking you to pay an additional $15.
That's right. But if I can get reimbursed for the $15, sure. But he wouldn't do that. He sent me some text with just words in a text. And I said, well, I need a little more confirmation than that. And he said, well, I can take it, hook it back up and take it away. And I said, well, if that's let's put it in there. I said, I'll pay you the $15, but I need a confirmation email, you know. He wasn't very friendly. I'm a pretty hard guy to get upset, but he did a pretty good job of it.
The $15 was supposed to pay for?
Some adapter thing, you know, for
okay.
the line.
Okay,
and
yeah, that
was... So it's like, well, there's no, you know, you buy an installation, it's what it should be is installation. And you get a professional, they should have the wherewithal to go one way or another for installation. And you assume you're getting what you need to get it installed. And
okay.
I was pretty upset. I'm a hard guy to get upset. So,
well, I mean,
he seemed to do it.
It sounds like you needed it. Sounds like, did he say it was an adapter for your shutoff valve?
Right.
Okay. So you needed an adapter for the shutoff valve because.
Well, that's a pretty common thing. And, you know, when you buy an installation package, that should include that sort of thing.
Okay. So you see, so with that in mind, okay. So the way that works is, the installation you pay for is for a direct replacement. That's to say that we uninstall your unit, we hook up the new unit to your existing plumbing, and we don't provide any additional parts or any additional...
Where does it say that online where it's a direct installation? Where does it say that?
I'm not sure where it says it online.
Well,
you
need to be sure online. I have my receipt in front of me, and that says nothing.
Okay,
nothing for that.
But what we're looking at is the fact that, okay, so the online site, maybe it didn't tell you that the basic installation doesn't cover additional parts and additional labor. But the thing about it is, if the tech has to provide you with this additional fitting off of his truck, this would be parts that were paid for by the installation office. It came out of their pocket, you know, it came out of their money.
I want a complete refund. This is a lot of nonsense.
No, I'm just explaining the reason. I'm just explaining the reason why the charge would ask the $15 to cover the fitting necessary.
Well, I understand that, man, and that was my point. It's like, well, I'll give you the $15, but I need a confirmation that I'm going to get reimbursed for it.
Best Buy sound like they're going to go ahead and cover that for you. So,
well, why couldn't he do that? He had to be. You know, and he put it in and he tore the trim off, and I can't find the trim piece on the existing stove is okay, but we just wanted a new one, and now I can't find the trim piece for it. So
okay.
I don't know. I'm just pretty upset. This is just.
I apologize. I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize to you very sincerely, you know, but it's just a matter of the techs just have to charge for items that they provide off of their truck. Or if they have to do additional labor, like, you know, say if the unit didn't fit on, you know, in the space and you said, hey,
I understand. I understand.
Okay. But yeah,
I understand what the problem is, but I didn't understand why he was having such a problem to not be able to do it. And it's like, well, I'll give you the money. I just want a confirmation email. And he sent me a text with no name or nothing on it. And I said, well, and then they will do it next Sunday. Well, there's another business day left in this week. It's like, it just didn't make sense, you know?
Oh, I understand.
And, yeah. So now
this is going to have to be rescheduled by Best Buy. So that's not a problem. You'll just reschedule with Best Buy. They'll get you scheduled to the soonest available day. And about the $15, if Best Buy is covering that, I can note the order. I can send an email to the installation office. And the tech should have called us in, you know, to say, hey, I'm at the customer's house. We need to provide this part. He's not willing to pay for it. I need you to call the Best Buy, see if they'll cover it. That's what he should have done. Obviously, he didn't. That didn't give us the opportunity to go ahead and get Best Buy to cover it while the tech was at your house, and I apologize.
Okay. All right. Well, how do I get things rescheduled then?
You're going to have to reschedule with Best Buy, and you can do that as early as tomorrow, mid-morning or in the afternoon. They're just going to have to wait for the product, unless the tech left the product on site at your residence.
No, he took it away.
Okay.
And it's just in my old stove.
Okay. So Best Buy are going to have to check in the item when it's returned. Once it's been checked back in, then Best Buy will be able to reschedule.
Okay. All right.
Well, I thank you for shopping with Best Buy, and I do hope you have a good day.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.